What if you have a piano that cannot be tuned completely up to standard pitch?
All right, we don't worry too much about it if the piano is just a little flat or a little sharp. Of course, it's best to have a piano or any instrument that's tuned properly to standard concert pitch. But sometimes people think that if they practice on a piano that's a little flat, that they will learn all their notes a little flat. And then anytime they're asked to sing an A or something, it's going to come out a little flat. Now, this won't happen. If it's just a little bit off one way or another, remember, pitches are a range. The ear has heard so many different A's, so many different A flats, all of one's life. Just think how many millions of A's you've heard, how many millions of A flats. When you learn color discrimination, your ear somehow takes an average of what those tones are. It doesn't mean that if you study on a flat instrument, you're always going to sing an A that's a little flat. Of course, you don't want it to be too flat, because then it would completely change the pitch. Your A could become an A flat. We don't want that. But we don't become fanatical about tuning. Some people, when they start the exercises, they sometimes become a little fanatical, and they say, oh, I just cannot listen to that instrument. It's going to ruin my perfect pitch. I'm developing perfect pitch. Everything's got to be right on. No, no, no. It's not necessary to do this. It's just a range, and the ear learns what those ranges are. Remember, you've learned what green is. Green is a range. And you can separate green from yellow and green from blue, and not every green you see is the same, but you've seen so many different kinds of green, you get to know what green is, in the same way you'll get to know what G is, so you don't worry too much about this.
Should you use one piano or any piano?
Any piano is fine. See, when we say that you stay with your familiar instrument, it means any piano or any guitar, you know, they're all the same timbre. You don't have to stay with just your personal piano or your personal guitar. That's not necessary.
How soon should we begin to notice results?
Immediately. As soon as we start practicing these exercises, immediately the results are there. Now, you may not notice a huge thing. We don't expect that. We expect a gradual culturing of the ear, some little crispness of musical perception, which maybe wasn't there before. Or maybe if you're practicing the exercises and you notice some little bit of happiness comes in there. Now, this is a very good sign, because this little experience of joy or happiness is an experience of the depth of perception which music has to offer. This is what color hearing does. It gives you such a depth, and this gives an increased pleasure when listening to music. It's like with visual colors. When you are looking at a beautifully colored flower, a gorgeous flamboyant red, and it's sitting among lush green leaves, it gives some kind of happy experience which you wouldn't get if you were just looking at that in black and white. So when you're practicing your color hearing technique exercises, and then later on when you're listening to music generally, if you notice some little flashes of happiness and excitement and joy coming out, this is just the right experience of developing perfect pitch. These results start immediately. But of course, it takes time as we culture the ear until we get the full blast of it all.